This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are all on Instagram, and you can follow us. Go to Alice973 Instagram, and Alice follows all of us. You can. I don't know how many people Alice follows, but just type in our names. My handle is Clarky Clark. I'm posting stories now. I've just recently found out about those things. I don't even know. I was just like, oh, look, a line of my friends across the top of my Instagram feed. What's that all about? No one knows.
You're doing a great job. Turns
out everybody knew, except me. Vinny is Vin Hassan, at Vin Hassan.
I don't normally do those things.
The stories? Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to fit in.
I noticed you watch them, though.
I do like
them.
Oh,
you do watch them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How can you tell if that he watches them?
It'll say Vin Hassan saw your story.
Ow.
If you swipe up on the story, you can see all everybody who's seen it.
Look at you learning stuff, Sarah.
Well, yeah. I did not know. By the way, Nicole underscore DeJesu.
DeJesus without
it's
the
like
S.
It's like DeJesus, leave off the last S there.
Alice is following 86 people.
Yeah. Oh, all right. We should be easy to find. And Bryn is Brynny Boy. Vaughn is Vaughn the Wizard. You know, we're all on there. Follow us all on Instagram. Do it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft Carpet One in San Francisco. Shop Floorcraft Carpet One for instant savings. Their experts will help you save on your home improvement needs for your floors, kitchens, plumbing, appliances, and now windows with Hunter Douglas. Mm-hmm. Floorcrafthome.com. Okay, so here's what's happening. It's Super Tuesday.
I did my ballot yesterday, and I'm glad I waited because there were a couple people that aren't even on the thing anymore, even though they're an option.
Right. Like Klobuchar and Buttigieg, who've both jumped in behind Biden. Mm-hmm. And many are saying it's the Democrats are actually trying to now get behind Biden
as opposed to Sanders.
It's interesting to think that there's such a split, a rift in the Democratic Party.
The problem is that there's the problem as I see it is that there are these crazy Bernie fans who will vote for the other guy as opposed to anybody but Bernie running against him. Like they I actually believe that Bernie screwed up the last election. And we
You believe that?
I do.
Oh.
Absolutely. You know, people were mad that he didn't get the nomination, even though mathematically, months before he withdrew, he couldn't get it.
I don't know.
You know, he could have, you know, supported the other candidate that wasn't Trump. So, yes, I don't like anybody that's running, but I don't care who it is. I'm voting for whoever isn't Trump. That guy's got to go.
Well, that's, you know, I realize this show is not about political discussions, but I do think that while there are people who love it and are completely invested.
They love it too much. Stop talking about it.
I do find that what you realize is their passion is also keeping them up at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're having real.
Let it go. Yeah.
Serious.
Right. They're getting heartburn over it.
Conflict within themselves over these kinds of
things.
Within
themselves, within their family.
And I don't feel like I'll do my part. Mm-hmm. I pay my taxes. I vote.
Mm-hmm.
I want right now for me, it's all about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like many of these subjects that circle around, like look at Obamacare. It got done, and now someone comes in and undoes the damn thing. And now
there's a lot. I mean, to me, it's about caring about other human beings and the place that we live.
Right.
Other humans and the place we live. Is that, I don't understand what's so difficult about that.
Today's presidential primaries are across 14 states, California being the biggest as...
What do we have, 400 and something delegates?
There are more than 400 delegates at stake here in California.
I think it's like a third of all delegates are going to get cast today, right?
I also read that you can forget getting any kind of real-time answers in California by tonight.
Because of the mail-in vote.
Right. They're saying that the state is too huge. There's no possible way. They'll do their usual
predictions. Trends.
But you're not going to know the answer tonight. Not in California.
Well, my ballot said it had to be postmarked by today and had to arrive within 3 days by Friday, I guess. So maybe over the weekend we'll get solid numbers, and by then they'll have moved on to whatever the next state's primary is.
State and local election officials here and in the other states are prepared and hoping not to have to deal with, but prepared to deal with any kind of equipment problems and false information about coronavirus. They feel like this is one of those things where people might stay away from the polls because they're afraid they're going to go. I mean,
There's no question about that.
If you look for stories, you will find them about stores being emptied already. Mm-hmm. People are already getting ready for the doomsday where they'll be locked in their house for 2 weeks.
John said yesterday he was at Whole Foods and he was behind people in line. There was a ton of people trying to check out, all of them with their carts full of canned goods. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Costco in South San Francisco is like that. It's crazy right now.
Listen, Costco, I can understand. You know, you get a pallet of Vinty Moore for $12. But if you're buying your canned goods at Whole Foods, like you'll be fine. Just get
empty.
In your bunker.
Look at the picture. That was yesterday?
Holy crap. Yeah. How is that possible? Look at that.
Look at. So there's another one, right?
Just empty.
Look at the line,
nothing in there.
The parking lot.
Those are people waiting to get into Costco?
Yeah.
That's insanity.
What?
That's where I go. That's my Costco.
Wait, but that you took that or someone took that and sent it to you?
My buddy took it and sent it to me.
Oh, man.
I was going to go yesterday. I was like,
I'm not going. Yeah, that's
so the worry is for real. So and I don't mean about the coronavirus. I mean that it may affect the turnout at the polls.
Well, good news for grocery stores. Did you hear about the big enormous tornado that's going to wiped out like Nashville? And they're saying no one's going to be able to vote there either. 45 minutes this massive thing was on the ground. Tore the freaking place up.
In Nashville.
I think so. I heard about it on the news this morning.
I did not. I'll have to look it up.
It was but they're talking about how they're one of the Super Tuesday states.
Oh.
And so they're like trying to find the polling places and see if they can be salvaged.
Yikes.
I know.
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
We're all back in one house now, so we sort of had family time.
Oh, good. That's
fun.
Nice.
Sure.
Did you watch a movie together?
No, nothing like that. No. I mean, I was in bed way before there was any kind of movies.
But we got Sorry or
hang out and
Candyland.
I haven't been around my littlest as much as I'd like, so it was neat.
Sure. Hulk baby needs love.
Well, she's growing fast, dude. Really
fast. It happens.
Fast.
The years fly by.
Speaking of sisters, because I just was.
Yes.
I have two of them.
Yep.
Two little girls.
Well, you have two girls who are sisters.
Right. A 29-year-old woman in Philadelphia named Toya Wimberly recently got engaged and posted photos from her engagement party on Facebook.
All right. That seems normal.
It turned out her best friend's aunt recognized Toya's dad from back in the day.
Oh.
Her best friend is Ashley Thomas. They've been tight since the sixth grade, so about 17 years.
Uh-oh.
Toya's dad, Ken, used to joke Ashley was his other daughter because she was constantly hanging out at his house. Turns out he was right.
What?
As a kid, Ashley found out her dad wasn't her biological father. And sadly, her mom passed away before telling her who her real dad was.
You gotta be kidding me.
But Ashley's aunt was flipping through Toya's engagement photos and remember Ken from when he used to date Ashley's mom. Apparently, Ken didn't know she'd gotten pregnant. But they did date shortly before Ashley was born, so they took a DNA test and found out he is her dad.
Oh. He is the father. Wait, so, hold on. So I'm a little bit confused by this. You're saying there's a woman and a husband who have a daughter named Ashley.
29-year-old woman who was getting engaged. Her name is Toya Wimberly.
Okay.
She posted photos from her engagement party on Facebook, and it turned out her best friend's aunt recognized Toya's dad from back in the day.
As someone who had dated her best friend's
right, yes.
mom.
So this guy had been with both the ladies.
She didn't know she was pregnant, allegedly.
Right. Anyway, these two women were their best friends.
And have been since sixth grade.
And now they're also sisters.
Oh, my God.
They find out that they're sisters, so.
That's incredible, actually.
It's neat. So they took a DNA test and found out, yes, that's the deal.
So they have the same mom, same dad.
Ken's thrilled about it and says she always felt like part of the family, and now she is.
She is part of the family. Part of the family. Wow, that's crazy.
And Toya and Ashley say it doesn't really change much because we've always felt like sisters.
Mm.
Except it does, because now you really are sisters.
Right.
So they say they're even closer than
it's
they
adorable.
Used to be.
It's adorable.
It's adorable and horrible for all that lost time. I mean, it stinks. But I guess grown-ups do stuff, right?
Yeah, grown-ups do stuff.
People do stuff.
People do. It's true.
So
she was bound to find out anyway, right? Weren't they all going to be on 23andMe before you know it?
Yeah. Yes, they were.
That's blowing up some families these days. There's always some story about, what? I'm not even related to the people I thought were my parents.
Yeah, it's scary.
Mm.
Well, and you hear...
And this guy I'm dating?
There's a
half-brother!
There's a lot of weird
I know.
Stuff
it's blowing up.
Up.
I told you!
What'd you tell me?
I was not the father.
Oh, all right.
Luke, I am your father.
There's a company called Shreddies that makes, quote, flatulence filtering underwear.
Oh.
They use a carbon lining to make other products, too, like jeans and pajamas. And it absorbs the smell of your toots.
Does it work?
And keeps it from stinking up a room.
Some people do need this. There are people who just, they just have the worst gas.
Who, do you know someone?
I know several people who I'm just like, you need Shreddies, buddy. I don't want to name their names. Hooman, my cousin Tucker. It's, you know, I don't want you to name their names. I mean, Rindos.
Your boy had super, super gas?
Oh, Tucker?
No, your boy.
Oh, you don't know that?
I don't go in that room. I never went in that room.
Oh, boy.
I work in this room.
Mm-hmm.
He works in that room, or worked in that room.
Now he's never coming back.
Oh, he's not listening. One time he came over to record a podcast. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we had to take a break and go outside for half an hour. I mean, it was just like, what the?
Yeah, we had to temporarily end the podcast.
Yeah, it was like.
This was a Johnny Pod?
Yeah, this is unacceptable. Can't work in these conditions.
And he was like, yeah, that was me.
It was him.
What do you mean?
It was him.
Everybody knew.
Everyone knew. Poor Hooman. I mean, I feel bad for anybody who is. Look, you know, I guess I suppose with diet, maybe you could do something about it. But some people, just their brand is horrible. Other people can't smell them at all. Like me.
Anyway.
I don't even do that.
They've got these underwears where they've released a new product called Carbanana. Carbanana? I don't know. Carbanana.
Hotline.
It's a mix of the words carbon and banana, and they say you slide this banana-type thing.
No. Oh, geez.
Onto your backside.
I see. Where you slot it in.
It slides into your underwear between your butt cheeks,
mm-hmm.
and it gets rid of any smell for any gas you pass.
Let's have a look at that. Nice. Oh, it is. It looks like a rotten banana.
You can buy one for $25 plus $7 for shipping if this farty problem.
That's big.
Well, but you got to get, you know.
Wait, they take returns?
I don't know. I'm sure they.
Okay, this thing didn't work. I'm going to send it back to you.
I would think you have some kind of a guarantee.
Mm. How much does it cost, the car banana?
19 pounds.
Oh, so $25?
Oh, it's an English thing.
Well, the English, known for their stinky farts.
They What?
You can ask Scott about it next hour. Oh, save this story for Scott. This is a great Scott story. Scott's going to be here any minute.
That's probably him on the hotline.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, Scott.
I know.
I wonder.
Love stuff about the butt.
Do you think he knows Sting?
Oh, I don't. I doubt it. Maybe. Who knows? Guy knows all kinds of
weird
people.
They're both English, right?
Yeah, they are both English.
So, I figure this celebrity, and I hear...
Celebrities like, have their own little...
Well, no, I hear Scott's a huge star in England, and we wouldn't, you know, hear he plays like some restaurant. They just put a milk crate out.
Yeah, for him to stand on, right?
And
sure.
He does a show. Uh-huh. But there...
Yeah, he's on the TV, the telly all the time. And
sold out the O.
Oh. You heard that, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good story. I wonder where you heard, if you hear that from Scott.
Uh-huh. hasn't?
I guess how would we verify that?
So you're saying he hasn't?
I'm not saying anything. I'm sure he'll be here any moment, though. I can't wait to see his...
Has he played Wembley?
Wembley? Probably.
All right.
I don't know where Wembley is, but... I'm sure he's played there.
Isn't there a Wembley?
There's a Wembley.
Right. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Apple's good.
I don't know. Maybe more people. Maybe Sting's here already. Maybe he's like, oh my God, Scott Caparo's there. We're talking to Sting later today, everyone. Yeah. We're going to play that back for you tomorrow.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh. Vinny's going to show him stuff.
I'm not.
Oh.
But I am going
to
talk to him.
To
I'm
that.
A very... interested to hear everything behind this show that he's written called The Last Ship. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, loving Vinny's sick laugh. Has a nice sexy smoker wheeze to it.
It does have a little bit of a wheeze.
Feel better soon.
You
got
to be careful because if you get him coughing, he just leaves the room.
Well, I have to.
I totally hear you and you should, but I'm like, oh, so sad.
I'm trying to save
Vinny's
you.
He's leaving.
I'm with you, Sarah. I get woken up at least once a week with a cramp in my foot or calf.
Yeah.
And Vinny, I don't know why you don't, but you will.
You might not. No. I take a couple things for it, actually.
Yeah, they're saying here there's things you can do.
I've done most of them, and it's, you know, they're definitely less than they used to be.
Foot
used
cramp
to be every
cure
night.
Equals tonic water, bananas.
Yeah, potassium is a big thing. So I take potassium and I take like magnesium, and then I drink a certain amount of water before I go to bed. Just, you know, all those things can offset.
You drink
it.
Water before bed.
Yeah.
What are you, psychotic?
Not a giant glass, but enough that I don't wake up all thirsty. And if I am thirsty, I'll just drink John's water.
Yeah, we all know that story.
Well, right. He leaves it there.
Looks for delicious. Himself.
I leave him a sip. He'll be fine.
You're a nice lady.
Yeah, I know.
Sarah, female here. I pee sometimes 3 to 4 times a night.
Oh. Well, maybe you're drinking too much water.
Probably. Vinny, tiny tanks are not gender specific. I know both men and women who can't hold it. Female here, and I'm like a camel holding it all night in my 40s.
Oh. Yeah.
Like peeing,
sometimes on a weekend, I get up awaken at 6 in the morning. I'm like, oh, I could really get up and pee, but I'm like, but I don't have to get out of bed, so I'll just go back to sleep. And I wake up at like 11. I'm like, wow, now I really have to pee.
You fall back asleep even though you have to pee.
Unless it's really bad. If that's really bad, then I'll get up and go pee. But if I
just
kind of have to
pee. You don't just think to yourself, you know what'd be best? I'll just get this over with.
I do think that, but then I can't because I don't have to get out of bed.
Oh,
I'm like, what's worse, laying here or having to pee or actually getting out of bed? I'm like, oh, it's actually getting up. Back to sleep.
You're like, I don't even know how you. Okay.
Sleep. It's the 510. Best thing.
Does Vinny need a meeting? You cranky Mr. Hassan. What's wrong, sweetie? What are you talking? Yeah, I need to run off to an AA meeting.
We'll bring it here for you. We'll have it right out there in the circle. We've got some AA people who want to come by. And
No, I don't.
Be fun.
I feel fine. I'm just torturing my partner. It's in the job description is torturing Sarah.
Torture. Vinny is top of the list and mine as well.
Right.
It's amazing.
It's what we do. It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Scott Caparo.
All right.
Skeleton persona will be walking in here any minute.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.